keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News. Wichita experienced a tragic Labor Day with three separate shootings resulting in fatalities and others in critical condition. The first incident occurred early in the morning in Old Town, followed by a second shooting outside a liquor store at 29th and Broadway, and a third at 21st in Arkansas. While police have stated that the shootings appear unrelated, the volume of violence in a single day is highly unusual. And a suspicious shooting death in the capital city yesterday as well. It happened in the backyard of a home around 7:35 a.m. yesterday morning in North Topeka. Topeka police say that a person who lived at the house went into the backyard. And found a family member who had been shot. They were pronounced dead at the scene. As of now, the shooting has not been ruled a homicide. I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Backpacks, check. Notebooks, check. Healthy kids, let's make that a big check. As your family gears up for back to school, make sure student health is at the top of your list. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we're here to keep your kids thriving from sports physicals to well child checks to sick day needs. OCMH provides friendly care available locally because healthy students are happy learners. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 785-346-2510 for all your family's wellness needs.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance for drizzle today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. Highs level off around 75. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 60. Slight chance of rain showers tomorrow, highs around 83, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 64.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs and quarterback Trent McDuffie have not reached an agreement on a contract extension and are not expected to before the start of the season Friday night, according to Nate Taylor of ESPN. The Chiefs have negotiated with McDuffie's representatives over the past 6 weeks. Without coming to terms, McDuffie said Sunday that he expects to play this season on his current deal, which is set to pay him a base of $2.6 million salary. The Chiefs have exercised a fifth-year option on McDuffie's contract with the 2026 salary of $13.6 million now fully guaranteed. General Manager Brett Veach said last week that both sides are going to continue that dialogue and hopefully something gets worked out, so it's not out of the question that McDuffie could get an extension sometime throughout the season. This comes on the heels of the Cowboys signing cornerback Deron Bland, a 2023 Pro Bowler and All-Pro, to a four-year $92 million contract extension that includes $50 million guaranteed on Sunday. McDuffie has never made the Pro Bowl, but was a first-team All-Pro in 23 and second-team in 2024. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit Lady Trojans opened the season Saturday at Norton, needing 10 sets to win 5 matches in the Norton Invitational, beating Norton 25-21, 25-22, Otis Bison 25-10, 25-17, Ulysses 25-18, 25-9, Ellsworth 25-19, 25-18, and finishing off the day perfect against Colby 25-21, 25-19. The Lady Trojans will be back in action on Thursday when they take on number 1 in 2A, Ellenwood. The number 4 Lady Trojans will look to keep their 5-match winning streak going against an Ellenwood team that will be a great challenge for the Lady Trojans. The 2025 high school volleyball season got underway Friday night in various area gymnasiums, including Sylvan Lucas, where Sylvan Lucas won over St. John's of Beloit, Tipton 22-25, 25-23, 25-21. Coach Linda Herring of Sylvan Lucas said our team displayed strong cohesiveness against St. John's and rallied back the first 2 sets from a large deficit. She was proud of how they played and each point and kept their energy up throughout the match. Then in the second match, Osborne defeated Sylvan Lucas 21-25, 22-25. Linda Herring said, "We just struggled with consistency against Osborne. We had good swings and strong defense at times, but then would let them in the game with a run of 4 or 5 points at a time." In the other match, St. John's Tipton defeated Osborne in 2. Kendra Gingler led the Blue Jays with 17 kills and 11 blocks. Linnell Gingler had 13 kills, 7 blocks. Addison Bergman had 6 ace serves. Rock Hills and Natoma will be at Tipton tonight to take on St. John's Tipton in Tipton. The Lakeside Lady Knights opened the volleyball season Friday night with 2 wins over Thunder Ridge and Lincoln. In the first match, Lakeside beat Lincoln in 2-0. And then in the second match, Lakeside Lady Knights held off Thunder Ridge 2-1. And then Thunder Ridge beat Lincoln 2-1. The Lady Knights will compete in Cortland tonight, or Scandia, excuse me, with Osborne, Pike Valley, and Lakeside. First scheduled match in Scandia, Pike Valley, is at 4 p.m. today. Rock Hills, the number 4 team in Division 1 of 1A in volleyball, won 2 straight matches at Scandia, Pike Valley on Friday, defeating Pike Valley 2-0, defeating Tescott 2-0. Then Tescott beat Pike Valley 2-0. Rock Hills was led by Hallie Meisner with 13 kills. Dacey Beck had 7. Brindley Manning had 6. Bethany Semelink led the team with 34 assists. Allie Beck had 14 digs. Rock Hills will be back in action tonight at Tipton against St. John's Beloit in Tipton and Natoma in a triangular. Pike Valley will host Osborne and Lakeside tonight in Scandia. First serve will be at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet, and so are cash hogs. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. CattleCon 2026 hits downtown Nashville February 3rd through the 5th. Join the cattle industry's biggest event for education, networking, and world-class entertainment. Registration is open now at convention.ncba.org. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week. Buyers and sellers are taking inventory and preparing for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface, and significant trade volume isn't expected until much later in the week. Deals last week range from $238 to mostly $242 in the South, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress business in the North had a full range of $380 to $392, mostly $385, a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers weighing less than 850 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Steers weighing more than 850 pounds were $2 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers were $10 to $15 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for all weights of steers and heifers. Overall, the market is very active with high demand for yearlings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 854 to 898 pounds, brought 346 to 372.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 758 to 796 pounds, brought 342 to 379.50. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice zone $1.67 at $413.74. Select was $2.82 lower at $387.18. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were not reported at midday due to packer submission problems. The cash hog market has been under pressure recently. Processors have been able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong, even with China's inconsistent buying habits. Domestic demand has also shown some strength, but there are lingering long-term concerns. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $80, and pork values were higher, up 97 cents at $115.29. Hams and bellies were both sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a slight chance for drizzle. High of 75, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Slight chance for showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 83, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 65.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.